USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. In Tel Aviv on Saturday, a large gathering demanded a fresh hostage arrangement with Hamas and the withdrawal of troops from Gaza, fueled by anger, grief, and escalating frustration following the acknowledgement by Israeli forces of mistakenly killing three hostages. During a briefing on Saturday, a military representative disclosed that IDF troops situated in northern Gaza fired upon three individuals even though one was signaling with a white cloth on a stick. The spokesman emphasized that the soldiers perceived a threat and the tragic incident occurred in a combat zone. 17 states in the U.S. are experiencing high or very high levels of respiratory illness activity as both COVID-19 and flu hospitalizations are surging, according to recent federal data. COVID-19 hospitalizations have risen for the fifth consecutive week, reaching 23,432 for the week ending December 9th. That's 702 more than the previous week, marking levels not seen since the end of February. Despite the increase, current hospitalization rates are still lower than those observed at the same time last year. The crazy schedules at the holidays can impact your mental health. Dave Collins has more.
Mental health expert Bradley Dirks from Kansas State University advises being mindful of stress levels during the holidays.
We're driven by expectations, and there's external expectations of the family. We've always done this in the family, and therefore it's your job now to maintain this, and there's expectations we place on ourselves.
According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 90% of people surveyed reported experiencing increased stress during the holiday season.
The U.S. Postal Service has released its Christmas shipping deadlines. Unfortunately, Saturday was the last day for five-day shipping with USPS Ground Advantage and first-class mail services. Now for four-day shipping, the cutoff is December 18th, and December 21st is the deadline for USPS Priority Mail Express one-day shipping. Note that these dates do exclude Hawaii and Alaska. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature.
A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. I'm Dave Collins.
Airlines anticipate accommodating nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season.
The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to last year's Southwest Airlines meltdown, which was caused by a significant snowstorm. Here's Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We are ready. We've invested in trucks and new pads and staffing and in technology. I'm very, very proud of our people.
Southwest has made substantial investments in de-icing equipment, overhauled its computer system, and ensured an ample supply of staff for the current holiday season. I'm John Schaefer.
According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will persist in its decreasing trajectory from this year's nearly 3% average. This is attributed to softer labor markets and slower increases in rents. The Powerball jackpot is on the rise after Saturday night's drawing resulted in no grand prize winner. That means next Monday's drawing will be worth an estimated $543 million with a cash value of just over $272 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.